I was reading recently that as Christians, we often focus on the what of Easter rather than the why. That is, we recount the events of that morning, and we know the story well, but do we get the significance of what happened? We've been spending time during Lent exploring these encounters between Jesus and others as we've journeyed to the cross with him. This morning, that person is Mary Magdalene. She'd come a long way from the small Galilean fishing village of Magdala, a life racked with demonic possessions. She followed Jesus. It was a long and dusty road through the Judean hills by the shores of the Galilee. She served him. Jesus had given her a reason to live, a great hope. But in a matter of just a few hours, it seemed as though all was gone. Jesus had been crucified, and he died. What do we do when dreams die? What should we do next? Is there anything left to do? Some try to drown their grief, let's face it, in drugs, alcohol, pleasure, in wealth and success. Some walk through life like hollow shells. Some kill themselves quickly, some slowly. The power of a dream has a great pull, giving us purpose, giving us progress, one where we find sanity and stability. Dreamers like Mary experience change. Mary encountered Jesus, and it changed how she saw herself. Before, she was hopeless and helpless. After, she was filled with great expectation for life, for the future. Dreamers see themselves in new ways. A different person looks back at them from the mirror. Dreamers know that the world is full of promise and possibilities. Mary's journey from Galilee to the crucifixion of Jesus at Golgotha mirrors the arc that so many lives follow. She began at a place she wanted to leave behind, a place of torment, but she ended up finding a new life, a very different reality. On this particular day, Mary remained outside the garden tomb after Peter and John went home, and she took a second look in. What does she see but an angel? The Gospel of John records the angel asking the question, "Woman, why are you crying? Why are you weeping? There's a time for weeping." When Jesus was suffering and dying and he's hanging limp there on the cross, they were right in weeping. sitting outside the tomb while Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus bring down Jesus' body and lay him to rest in the tomb. They were right for weeping. Mary wept because she thought Jesus' body had been stolen or hidden. She couldn't give him her final gift and would not have a place to mourn his death. And just then, Mary saw what she thought was a gardener. That was the only thing that made sense. She was still clinging to that which she thought was the truth. But it was past time to stop focusing on the dead. It was time to celebrate. It was time to rejoice. There was no reason to weep, because Jesus is alive. I just don't know if there's enough emotion to exclaim it. Jesus is alive. And folks, he's still alive today. He is well. And for us dreamers, that presents the why of Easter. We can dream again. The doubting, discouraged, the despairing, we find new hope in the one who conquered death. He brings everlasting life. Easter means that we can dream of what we can be and to be freed from what was. Easter means we can dream of knowing a life that is full and rich and meaningful. Easter means that we can find purpose for our lives. We can find joy in living. Dreamers are welcome on the road to the cross. And when we trust in what God did that day, we discover this new dream. The why of Easter is that Jesus took our sin on the cross and defeated death itself so that we might live eternally, forever, everlasting with him. The significance of Easter is Jesus' triumph over death and sin. His resurrection means that eternal life is granted to all, anyone who believes in him and trusts him. His resurrection provided final and undeniable proof that he really is the Son of God. Do you realize that more than 500 people, 500 are documented as seeing Jesus after he died? He'd come back to life. Jesus is alive. Today is a time to celebrate. To celebrate Jesus' victory over the grave, and that gives us reason to want to rejoice in the new life that he gives us. Each and every one of us can have our sins forgiven. Each and every one of us can experience new life in him if we just receive him in faith. Much like the season of spring that we're in, when new life grows after the death that winter brought on, you know, all that brown, it's greening up. Yes, I had to get the lawnmower out Friday. Thank goodness that, you know, I remember what, like 3 years ago, I was mowing on like the 10th of March, so, you know, I'll take it. But just like spring and how this reverberates back to life, Jesus brings new life to those who were dead. Paul writes about that in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. He says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God." All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. And then Paul goes on to write, "For we are God's masterpiece. He's created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that He planned for us long ago." What did Mary do with this newfound hope? She ran to tell others. What should we do with this? Run to tell others. Mary acted. Jesus wanted her to engage in the mission of this new reality, and so He sent her to the disciples to tell them what He had said, what she had heard, what she had seen, what she had experienced. John 20:19, such a simple verse, but it represents crossing the threshold from the old to the new, from death to life. This is what the Gospel of John writes. Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." That's it. That's the last time that Mary Magdalene is mentioned in the Bible. But in those simple words, she expressed a most significant and deepest truth. "I have seen the Lord. He is risen." Amen? And we will never be the same if we believe that. Go now, placing your trust in the resurrected Jesus. Go now, believing in the name of the living Jesus.
We will love one another.
And may God, our Heavenly Father, be at your side in the good times and the bad. May the Holy Spirit abide in you and tend to you with love and mercy all the days of your life.
We go in peace, love, and serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, who lives.
Amen.